Global Foundries and the Center for Economic Growth have been working for the last several years on an initiative that we're launching today that will bring business, educators, students, and parents together to create a laboratory that will enable us to look at opportunities to reform education right here in the Capital Region. We're looking to identify opportunities to try new things. We're looking to identify obstacles that can be overcome to make the educational experience much more interactive for students, providing opportunities for experiential learning, and to make the technology workforce of the future of our region strong. And because we're located in the Capital Region, and because of the large-scale effort that Global Foundries is making in this arena, we believe we will have the attention of the State Education Department, the State University of New York, our private colleges and universities, our community colleges, as well as the New York State United Teachers and other organizations that are headquartered in the Capital Region.
Can you tell us a bit more about your organization? What is the Center for Economic Growth?
CEG is an 11-county regional economic development and marketing organization. We're 25 years old. We work to grow existing companies, attract new business and investment, and prepare the region for growth. We work very closely with our partners in the county and city economic development offices, as well as our chambers of commerce. And we have 300 members in business, government, education, and the not-for-profit sector.
You talked about eliminating roadblocks to achieving that vision. What are some of those roadblocks that are now there and are obstacles?
Certainly there are mandates from the State Education Department and the federal U.S. Department of Education. There are opportunities to work one-on-one with teachers in the classroom who have ideas that they want to experiment with that then can be scalable so that other teachers can have the opportunity to learn what others are doing. I think also there's an opportunity to redirect funding, both funding from the business community and from grants, but also from the state budget process.
Does this all come back to the STEM courses, the science, technology, engineering, and math, that STEM core that people are trying to advance and trying to focus in on?
The underlying basis of this initiative is the STEM initiative. Let me do that over. The underlying basis of this initiative is STEM education principles. And they're not, STEM applies not only to future technology workers, but to all students. And the opportunity to grow our region as a technology innovation cluster will not only provide high-tech jobs, but will also grow our economy in the service sector and throughout other business opportunities in the region.